Blog Talk Radio.
Director and celebrity stylist and more. Now, on with the show, Michelle Harbo, celebrity numerologist. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks for that intro. I know we've got to get our professional intro done and all that, but I've been so busy. So I've done the show once and then I kind of did a re-debut, hoping that I would get everything together, but it's been a really hectic time for me, as I'm sure many of the listeners out there can feel the same way, I'm sure, with all this high change energy rolling around. I mean, wow, it's been crazy. But I have to start the show off by saying, you know, I kind of relaunched the show today because I do one, but for me it was kind of a bust because my energy hasn't been where I need it to be. So I kind of picked today's date out of a hat, so to speak, but I realized just before the show when I added it up, it's my most favorite number in the world, which is the 17-8. It adds to 17, and then 1 plus 7 is 8. So it's actually the God frequency. So it's actually going to be the subject of my third book, which is going to be called The God Frequency and the 54 Paths of Creation. So it's, you know, I'm definitely not a religious person traditionally. And, you know, for most people, if you say the word God, whether you're religious or not, it's one of those words that really strikes a chord. So I love the 17-8 because it really shows us why we're all here, regardless of path or purpose. And I know I've said this many times on air before, and I'll say it again, though. It breaks down to the 1, the 7, and the 8. So we are here to verbally express the 1, the truth of the divine, which is the 7, the truth seeker, the truth of the divine for the purpose of spreading wisdom and knowledge for soul's growth, which is the 8. So the 1, 7, and 8 really shows us our path and our purpose globally, so to speak. And really, as humans, we're the only species that can communicate through words. So words are a gift to be able to grow spiritually. So that said, today is a really powerful manifesting day. It's huge. It's, you know, over the top. It's, 17-8 is about manifesting, but from a deeper perspective, because it's got the 7, the truth seeker, in there. So it's really one of those days where, and I feel like I'm coming out of my funk a little bit. You know, this, it's been really hard for the past few days, energetically speaking. And just before the show, Jeff and I were talking about what's going on with the energy, and he mentioned something about the blue moon. So I guess I'll have to ask my astrological friend what's going on with all that energy, but I definitely think from a numbers perspective, we're in high manifesting mode with that 8. We're in August. Also, we're in an 8 day today, so it's double 8s, double whammy. Just high.
Good afternoon, Authentic You Radio. How are you? Are you on to ask Michelle a question or just listening to the show? Good afternoon, Authentic You Radio. Are you on to ask Michelle a question or just listening to the show?
Okay, it'll be a 9. So, and we're also moving into, we're really moving into September soon. And, I mean, my goodness, we're in the 21st of August, it's huge. I mean, I don't know where August went. So we're moving into September. September is the 9th month. It's, to me, it's like the unofficial New Year's. There are so many people who get to September and say, I just want to do new projects and I want to do new things and there's so much I want to do. And they just feel this rush of energy. And it's because September is the 9th month. And what I just mentioned to you, that we go in cycles of 1 to 9. So that is why. It's not just because of the back-to-school thing and, you know, the fall coming in. That's a part of it. But it definitely carries with it the vibration, the highest change energy of the year. It really wants you to go out and start new things and new projects and get going with things. And so, you know, being a speaker and being an author and all of that, I know just from experience, the summer months are usually kind of a lull period for that. And then when we get back into September, everybody's raring to go. Everybody's wanting to take new classes and courses, and it just seems like the energy is pushing you to do something. So if you're not quite there yet, I know this past summer has been extremely energetically challenging. I mean, especially July. July was tough. July tends to be a little bit tough because it's a seven. Seven is a very deep philosophical energy. It wants you to go within. It doesn't really want you to make outer changes. But this one was particularly tough. So I think we're having a little bit of a hard time getting into the swing of things with this eight energy, this manifestation energy in August, and then also when September comes. We're a little sluggish. So I just want to say that we're heading into high change, but if you're not feeling it quite yet and you're still not feeling that manifesting energy to start, you know, putting thoughts where they belong, focused on what you want, then don't feel bad because the energy has been tough and it's been hard to get out of that rut, and I'm right there with you. So I want to talk a little bit about the number three today, because I, with all this energy that's been going around, I have had the worst memory. I don't know what it is, but I can't remember certain things, and I feel like I'm losing my mind half the time, so I'm forgetting things. I have to write it down on sticky notes, and I'm only 35. You know, I shouldn't have memory problems just yet, but it's I'm not sure, energetically speaking, why this forgetfulness in general, because I've had other people say it too. But for me, three is the mental number, and I'm actually a life path number three. So I should have no problems with remembering, because three is the number of memory. But I'm missing on my birth chart. So it's definitely a challenge area for me, and it's coming up right now. And, you know, I'm having a hard time dealing because I'm very intellectual and I'm always thinking and always analyzing. And when I forget things that I know that I never forget, it really bothers me. So I'm really working through, I think, one of my challenge areas this week. And, you know, if you're feeling that too, then it may be that you're missing a three in your chart, or that the three is coming up for you as well, maybe in a karmic number or in some other form on your chart. So it just depends on how the energy is affecting you, what things are coming up right now. But I think there's a lot of lessons being learned at this moment. And for me, that's one of them. So three is the number of memory and imagination. It's the first mind plane number. So if you're feeling forgetful too, then it might be there's something in the air, energetically speaking. And I also want to say too, if you're feeling kind of out of sorts the past few days, it could be as well. We just went through a 6 and a 7 day, which 6 is about relationships and 7 is more of a self-reflective day. So being a relationship year, global 2013 is a relationship year. So there's a lot of relationship shifting going on out there. There's a lot of, you know, coming to terms with where we stand in our relationships, but also our relationship with ourselves. So if you've been feeling, you know, emotional or just really turbulent, it could be as well the past couple days have been energetically challenging, because we had the 6, which is the double whammy 6. So 2 days ago would have been a 6 day, and then followed by a 7 in a 6 global year. So you're really talking about clearing things and really getting things out in the open. So now that we're in an 8 day, I'm feeling a little better today, and I'm hoping that everyone out there is also feeling a little bit better. So we're moving. It's just a little bit slow. So I think we do have a caller. If we want to take that caller now. Jeff, if you want to bring Julia on air, we'll take her question.
Hi. I've seen in the product, or not the product, the show information that you were going to be doing numerology readings. And I've got a birthday coming up in about 3 weeks, so I was sort of hoping to kind of get a preview of coming attractions.
Sure, absolutely. We can look at your date of birth. What is it?
September 16th, 1961.
Wow. Okay. Okay, let me just do my hen scratching here.
Okay.
That's what I call it. By the time I'm done a session, you wouldn't be able to read what I wrote on the piece of paper. But, you know, as long as I understand it, right, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you've got a lot. Oh, wow. Okay. So this is, you've got a very challenging chart, extremely challenging. Okay, 10, 16, 7. Oh, you've got some great energies, though. 17.
Where did the 10 come from?
24. Oh, okay, there we go.
September is 9, right?
Yep, 9. Okay, so what I'm doing now is I'm plotting your numbers on the birth chart. So I'm just looking at your chart in general to see where your numbers are most clustered. So when I look at someone's chart, I want to look at the birth chart kind of looks like a tic-tac-toe chart. So there's 3 rows and 3 spaces in each row. And so each number from 1 to 9 has its own home base within that chart because there's only room for 9 spaces, right? So
mm-hmm.
And each level, each row, so if you could imagine a tic-tac-toe chart, each row represents a level of existence. So the top row is the mind plane, the middle row is the soul or the emotions, and then the bottom is the physical. So you could, if you could look at it like the human body and say, okay, this is my head, my heart, and my legs for doing purposes. So it's the physical realm. So for you, you're extremely very top heavy in terms of your mental energy. You're a thinker, an analyzer, an overanalyzer, to the point where you've got the worry wart syndrome. You know, you really mm-hmm. kind of think you think scenarios to the point that you're manifesting them. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like you think about them so often, you know, oh my gosh, what if this and what if that, that you're really putting your energy to the point where you're starting to manifest some of the things that didn't even exist. So I just want to double check that I've got your life path number correct as well, because let me just take a second and add this. 16, 17, 18. Yes. Okay, so you're the same life path as Lindsay Lohan. And I was actually speaking with someone the other day who was going on Entertainment Tonight to profile Lindsay Lohan in terms of body language. She's a psychologist. And she, you know, she had a lot of great points to say, but she said exactly what I always say about the 33-6 is that they're self-sabotagers, that they tend to kick themselves down a couple notches when they get too overly successful. You know, it's kind of like a subconscious thing where you get to a certain place and they say, well, I better do something to mess it up, you know, that kind of thing. So they tend to self-sabotage because they overthink and they overanalyze. So not only do you carry double sixes in your date of birth, you are a six at your base energy. So six is a number of creativity, creative expression. So you're definitely a creative person, but it's also called the visionary number and the nurturer. So they tend to be motherly, they tend to be nurturing, but they can also connect the dots for other people. They're very very keen in the sense that they can see things from an eagle's eye view. But it's usually for other people, not for themselves. And it's because if you look at the 33-6, so if you add each individual digit in your date of birth, it adds to 33. So the way that I do it is you take the 9, the 1, the 6, the 1, the 9, the 6, and the 1. So it's 33. And then 3 plus 3 is 6. So what you've got there with the 33-6 and why it's so self-sabotaging is because you've got double threes. They're like double hoops to jump through to get to that beautiful, creative, visionary 6. And 3 in the negative is very self-doubting and self-critical. So they tend to be really harsh on themselves to the point that they sabotage themselves, right? So, and I get it. Trust me, I'm not saying, you know, this is a terrible thing, but you know, I'm a pure 3, so I get the self-doubt and the self-criticism, and it wasn't until the point where I realized that I had to stop overthinking and just go with how I felt and didn't concern myself as much with what other people thought of me. That was the moment when everything changed for me, when I started to really gain success, and I stopped pushing the boulder up the hill and it started to roll down the other side, if you know what I mean. So it's really kind of a challenge for you, because not only do you have most of your numbers clustered in the mind plane, you have absolutely no soul plane numbers. And that doesn't mean you don't have a soul. It's quite the opposite. It's actually, it means you're very hypersensitive emotionally. Extremely. You don't have a lot of soul protection. So it's like your mind is cut off from everything else. So when you want to manifest something, when you want to make it happen, you've got a lot of great ideas. But when it comes to making them happen and bringing them to fruition, you tend to get a lot of challenges and a lot of stumbling blocks show up, and it doesn't happen the way that you saw it to be in your mind, so to speak. And it's because the energy is cut off. And if you could look at your birth chart, it's kind of like a disconnect. You know, when you don't have any soul plane numbers, but you have all this mind plane energy, there's a disconnect there. And, you know, energetically speaking, in order to do something, we have to think it, feel it, and do it. We have to have all three pieces in place. And it's not to say you're not feeling. It's just that you have that disconnect, so they're not. It's not a flow. There's no flow there. So a lot of people I find with no soul plane numbers who are very hypersensitive, relationships are their battlefield. It's like they are here to learn about relationships, to learn about you know, connecting and opening up to others. So this is what I'm suggesting to you is definitely, if you haven't done it already, continue to work on opening up and being more vulnerable, because a lot of times the people who are missing all the soul plane numbers will shut down. They won't really let a lot of people in. They'll only let a select few people in. And that's the vulnerability factor. Usually animals and children, they have no problems opening up to them, but other people, they're very... oh, I'm fine. I'm okay. You know, they don't really talk. They kind of put on the sunny face and carry on. And you've also got isolated ones. So you've got double ones, which is called the verbal expression number. And it says that you have a way with words, but they're isolated, which means there are no other numbers around them. So it's trapped energy as well. And so you really don't have the communication skills to be able to express how you feel fully and completely. But I do think on paper you would. It's like if you were able to write versus say, the writing would have so much more of you in there than the verbal communication would. So definitely, you know, working on that. I see you've gone through a lot of personal experience. I mean, the cycles you've been under in the beginning, wow. 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay. So you went through, wow, you're rebuilding foundation right now. Okay, so you've gone through a tremendous amount of experience, particularly related to kind of hindsight learning, live and learn kinds of experiences in your 20s and 30s, and also a relationship period as well. So now you're in a foundation building or rebuilding, restructuring energy. So you're definitely focusing on that. But let me see what personal year you're in. 9. Oh, wow. 16.
Good thing I'm sitting down.
Okay, definitely. Okay, so you're in a double whammy. This is a double whammy restructuring. Not only is your personal year a 4, but you're also in an outer greater cycle of 9 years that you're in the 4th year of. That's all about rebuilding. I always call it the pruning cycle or the cleaning out the closet. It's kind of this energy where you're deciding, okay, what fits in my life, what doesn't, but you're also rebuilding or restructuring your foundation completely. So the first part of your life was all about live and learn. It's like, well, I'm not going to do that again. Attracting the kinds of patterns, repeating lessons, those kinds of things, and now you're in a rebuild mode. Because I see this often. You're a 33-6, which is the master teacher. So you have a lot of truths to share. There's a lot of information that needs to come through you because your gift is the 16-7, which is huge. 16-7 is the same energy as the word hate. And I don't mean that you're hate-filled. What I mean is when we say I hate you to someone, it's very energetically stripping. It's an energy that says, I'm going to reveal truth in a big way. You know, there's nothing left to be said after you say I hate you to someone. So when you have that kind of energy as your gift, as the master teacher, you have a lot of truths and wisdoms to share with people. And your year adds to 17-8. And I was talking about that in the beginning of the call, was that it's the God frequency. So you have a lot to share. And the master numbers are the 10, the 11, 22, and 33. So you are a master number. You're being called to your post right now. So it's, there's something big brewing, and I'm sure you can feel it, that there's something you need to be doing. You feel it. And so you're definitely rebuilding to do that right now. So that's my 2 cents. You know, I spent a little bit of extra time on you because I like the master numbers, especially now, and I'm not surprised you called in just because they're being, like I say, they're being called to their posts. There's a lot of, you know, with the master numbers, they are global. They're when they come in as a master number, whoever does, they have a greater responsibility to mankind. So they, it's not to say they're more important than any other life path. It just means that they come in with their soul knowing there's something great. It's a global purpose rather than something just in a small, you know, in your small community or just amongst, you know, several hundred people kind of thing. It's big. It's global. It's a bigger purpose. So, and they know that at some level. But yeah, it's a big calling. So you're definitely, and I see this so much with women in particular, that they end up embracing their path and their purpose a little bit later when they're a master number. And it's because they have to go through all this personal experience first. I mean, how can you really be a guide in some form if you haven't got the experience to back you up, right? So it's definitely, you're not late. You're right on time in terms of embracing what you're here to do, and it's the time is now. So you're really coming into it. Next year for you is going to be a 5, which is all about career. So definitely a lot of career shifting and those kinds of things, refocusing on what you want and what you need to do.
I just wanted to ask one thing, because you said next year. Does that mean my birthday next year, or does that mean January?
Well,
It's at the top of the year.
Yes. So January 1st would be the official mark of it. But you'll start to feel it come in as late as September, actually. It's kind of like when we hit that high change energy, that fall energy, the old year's energy starts to move out and the new year's energy starts to move in. So you'll kind of get like a mishmash of energies where you're going to start to feel that 5, that, okay, there's something, it's a big push. You know, it'll start to come faster and more furious as the new year approaches. You'll start to feel like there's something I need to be really, really focusing on because it's all about career next year. So you'll start to feel it soon. For sure.
Interesting.
All right, let me get to another caller.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Definitely. I mean, if you want to book a full session, I actually have, I'm going to do an offer at the end of the show, so just stay tuned. And if you want to follow up or do something further, just listen in. But I'm going to move on to another caller real quick because I've only got 8 minutes
Thank
left
you.
To the show, but you're welcome. Okay. And I'll say happy birthday now in case I don't speak with you again.
Appreciate
welcome.
That.
All right, Jeff, we have another. Okay, so Marie, I take it, Marie, is this a caller, Jeff, or is this a chat question? Okay, so we've got 8/12/1965. Okay, well, this looks like a kind of a balanced chart. Let me just see.
Hello?
Hello, hi, is this Marie?
Yes, it is, and it's actually 8/2.
Oh, it's 8/2, okay. All right. Okay, so 8/2. 1965. Okay.
Correct.
Is that right? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. 16, 21, 31. Okay. 21. All right. Yeah. I mean, you really have the gift of the natural counselor, really. I mean, you've got just a single 1, which is the number of verbal expression, but you've got all 3 of the soul plane numbers. Unlike the last caller who was missing all of the soul plane numbers, you have all 3 of them. So with that, I always see this natural ability to counsel people where they'll have people come up to them and, you know, just spill the beans, so to speak, you know, just kind of unload
yep.
on you. Uh-huh. So if you're at a checkout, those kinds of things, you know, we... And I get that, too, sometimes, where it's like they'll tell their life story just while they're ringing you through kind of thing. And, so you really attract people because you've got that natural counselor kind of energy where you've got the ability as – it's called the arrow of emotional balance. So even though you may feel like you're kind of all over the board and that you, you know, energetically can sometimes feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster because you've got so much emotional dominance – when it comes to someone else, you're very balanced. So you're able to really sit down and listen to them and take it in and give them a response back without really getting involved completely, if you know what I mean. So that's why I say it's like a natural counselor type energy. But you're definitely top heavy. So if you could see your energy, it's like you've got a big head, big heart, and these little stick legs, you know, energetically speaking. So all of your energy is really clustered in the upper two planes, the mind plane and the soul and the emotions. So this is kind of your home base. You know, you think a lot and you feel a lot. But the weird thing is with this combination is that you're a 4, which is the doer. And they call the 4 the foundation number. It's the middle physical number. But on your birth chart, you're missing so much of the physical energy. You only have a single 1 on the physical, and everything else is up in the upper 2 numbers, or the upper 2 rows. So you're really ungrounded at times, even though you are a 4. which is a really practical energy. It's very grounded, very solid, all that stuff. But at the same time, your energy is ungrounded. So you really need to focus in on, I don't know if you do this now, but doing things of a physical nature that's going to help you step down from the mind plane a little bit and help you, you know, focus something on that doesn't require mental or emotional input. So whether it just be going for a walk or doing something of a physical nature that doesn't require a lot of input from your other senses, so to speak. And it will really help to ground you and pull you down a couple notches because you kind of get lost sometimes in your emotions and your mind. But you definitely do, I mean, if you add your month and your day, it shows you what your gift is. So as that four, as that doer, as that practical, grounded one. Usually fours are very loyal, trustworthy people. They're hard workers. They tend to suffer from impatience a lot of the time where they want something now. They don't really want to wait 10 years to get it kind of thing. They want it. So impatience is one of their weaker things. But they're definitely those people that are just really grounded and really solid people. And people love to have them as friends because they really ground them in that way. Not necessarily for themselves, but they ground other people. But your gift, if you add your month and your day, it's a 10, which is the Earth guide. So you lead through casual conversation. You really guide people in that way. And it's an energy that also draws people in because they feel comfortable with you. They're able to talk casually with you and you're able to you know, see the bigger picture for them with that arrow of emotional balance. So you definitely, again, I think are one of those energies that are being called to their post in a little bit of a bigger way because you're carrying that master frequency as your gift. So, you know, if you're not doing any kind of counseling type work or, you know, one-on-one coaching or those kinds of things, I don't know what you're doing now, but definitely this is, you know, an energy that you carry. Eight. Oh, okay. Yeah, and absolutely. You're working toward a cycle of 11. So whenever I see this on someone's chart, that they're working toward a cycle of 11. 11 is the highest spiritual number. It is the spiritual guide. So you really carry a great frequency. So what you've gone through thus far is all working toward that cycle of 11. So it's definitely very clear that you need to be counseling, coaching, or something of that nature to help people on that emotional level. Are you doing that now or no?
I'm not. But it's funny you should say that because I've been noticing a lot more 11s. Every time I look at the clock, it's 11:11 or it's 1:11 or the 11s keep popping up.
Uh-huh. So that's
the 33s right now, and the 11s.
I'll tell you, the people who are seeing the 11s are the ones being called to their post. And I said that with the last caller, that she's being called to her post, and it's true. Anyone who's seeing that, it's like a call. And, you know, I've tried to figure it out. I actually have a tattoo of 11:11 on my wrist, and I was never big on tattoos, and I'm not going to be, you know, go crazy with tattoos, but that I had to have as a piece of me. You know, I had to have that, and I put it there strategically so that when I do media interviews and things like that I can kind of cover it up with a bracelet. But I had to have it because it guided me for so long. Every time I see it, it tells me that I'm going the right way. That's the feeling that I get with it. And it's also an urgency thing where it says, okay, keep going. You know, you're going in the right direction. There's this big push with the 11. So when you see it, know that there's something bigger that's calling you right now.
And you want to hear something funny? I gave birth to my oldest daughter on 11:11. She was born on the 11th hour, almost at 11:11 a.m., and she was born 11 weeks early.
Wow. You know, okay, so she's probably got a very dysfunctional chart too. I'm thinking like the last.
Yes. Oh God.
Yeah. What was her date of birth?
1995.
In 1995. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so she's really classified, and I love this, and I kind of got sidetracked here, because I love to focus on these kids, because they are, the kids who are carrying multiple nines are usually the ones that get classified as the ADHD group, or the ADD group, or the ones that don't do well in school, or they're distracted, or they, you know, they get classified, because they're such rapid thinkers. I mean, they're really kind of misunderstood.
They are, yes. Yeah,
really misunderstood.
Yes, intellectually, she is ahead of the game,
brilliant.
But she gets bored.
That's exactly right, because if you think nine is the most active mental number, and when you have multiples of nine, your mind is literally like a computer. It functions at such a high rate that you outthink the average person, right? So these kids and I wrote about this in my book, and my publisher made me write it to death because they didn't want me to ruffle any feathers, but I always speak about these kids because if you take the multiple nine group, they were the ADHD group, and, you know, if they had double or triple nines, they were always labeled as that. And then you have the 2000 group, which when we switched over into the 2000s, it was the autistic group, because it's the two, which is the number of intuition and sensitivity. So they were, you know, tags bothered them or food textures because they were hypersensitive. And so it's a vastly different energy. But those two groups of children were the ones that were labeled in those ways. So if you notice, it's kind of died out. The diagnosis for ADHD and ADD has died out in favor of the autistic, and now that's the epidemic.
Yes, I have noticed.
It's not an epidemic. It really isn't. It's just their energy, right? So this is why they tend to be misunderstood. Not to mention, she's got so many ones that her verbal skills to be able to take that rapid thinking and put it into words is almost impossible. Yes. You know, to be able to translate and get people to understand where she's coming from. So it's like from brain to mouth, it doesn't really translate properly, you know? So she gets frustrated very easily with trying to communicate how she feels. So they tend to get lost in their own little world a lot of the time. Let me just see what life path she is. 18, 19, 24. Oh, okay. So she's a 10. Oh, wow. Okay, so she's an earth guide. She's a 10. She's meant to lead through casual conversation, but she does have a challenge. If you add it up, it's a 28, and 2 plus 8 is 10. So 8 is in the weaker position. 8 is in the inner. So she has a lot of issues with confidence or stepping into her personal power. So there's going to be a lot of struggle with that for her, really stepping into that and really focusing on just owning who she is and not feeling like, you know, I'm different, or I should change myself, kind of energy. So,
and she's
determined. She's got the arrow of determination. So she's really pig-headed and stubborn is kind of the key word here.
Oh,
so definitely
an understatement.
and definitely because it's focused in on those multiple nines. So she's really rigid, black and white, right and wrong thinking. So you definitely have to, have patience with her. And, of course, you being the four, you kind of are lacking in the patience department at times.
Yes, and we bump heads, exactly.
Yes, so she's there to teach you patience. I mean, there's so many ways that we interact with people that are in our lives. I love seeing relationships because when I see, you know, the parent-child relationship, I always see that certain children are brought to certain parents for a variety of reasons, but especially these special groups, like the ADHD groups and the autistic groups, they really are here not only for their parents to help them, you know, evolve and change and try to adapt because they're so vastly different, but I also see the reverse where they're brought to a particular parent for a particular reason. And for you, one of them is the patience factor. I mean, she really tries your patience for sure. And I see it so much more now than the previous generations. You know, like our parents, for example, there wasn't that deeper soul connection that, you know, those lessons to be learned. The soul groups right now are so intense. It's like these kids being born in the late 1990s and the 2000s are just intense energies that are rapidly shifting their parents, but also the world. So they're a gift. I mean, they're definitely a gift. Some days you wouldn't say that, but, you know, they definitely bring a lot of energy in, and they're kind of the trailblazers, especially those ADHD, ADD groups. They are like the system busters. They're the ones that are really going to change the old systems and make it better for these sensitive kids that are being born now. So she's got her work cut out for her. I think she's, you know, she's a 10, she's an earth guide, so she's really going to, you know, leave her mark, so to speak. But she's going to have some challenges in the beginning for sure. But that's just to gain the experience. Because like I say, the guiding energies, they usually have to accumulate a lot of personal experience in a short amount of time in order to be able to be prepared to guide people. So that's just kind of how they come in. So if you see her struggling in the first part of her life, and that's why she really needs to kind of live and learn, which is okay. I mean, right. You're there to support her. Just know that that's what she's going to have to go through.
And she started out struggling as a preemie. She was in an incubator for 58 days. So, yeah, no, it's very true.
No, but she's special. She'll do good things. I mean, the Earth Guide is just phenomenal. So she is definitely in that group of children that are meant to change the world. So have patience. That's all I have to say is have patience.
I'm working on it. Oh, I would love to speak to you more. You have a website, correct?
I do, yes. I'm going to actually offer a special promotion at the end of the show, so just stay tuned. Normally, my readings, you know, for an hour are $3.95, but I'm going to offer a very, very, very special discount for any listeners that are listening to the show. So, yeah, just
awesome.
Stay in the queue and you can listen. And, yeah, so just patience with the daughter, but for you, focus in on that counseling energy. I mean, there's something there for you, big time. I think there's something in the world, something brewing there for you. I think that, you know, you're not a guiding frequency, but I think that because you carry the gift of the 10, and, you know, your daughter's a 10 too, so there's that connection as well between the two of you, that that Earth Guide energy, that lead through casual conversation. There's an energy there that's going to draw you to do something more with that in the next couple of years.
Yes.
So.
You definitely hit it. You hit it on the nail. I mean, I could sit on a plane coast to coast, and by the end of the flight, I know the person's next to me who just opened up, and I know their life story. It's really weird. It's always been that way, where people feel they can just, total strangers will just open up and tell me things that perhaps they shouldn't have told me, or it's just, I've always been amused by that.
Yes, and you know, you really got to pay attention because that's your gift, and you know, the world needs people like this right now immensely, because you know, the financial crisis has brought people to their knees to the point that they're in spiritual crisis. So really, yeah. They're being stripped down to be authentic. You know, it's kind of, this network is Authentic You Media, Authentic You Radio, and it's going to be a huge energy next year because seven, we're going to be in a world year of seven, which is the truth seeker. So it's really that deep philosophical energy that brings us to a place of being raw and vulnerable and stripped clean kind of energy, where we have really nothing left but us. So there's a lot of people losing their homes and losing the things that they thought they could hide behind, and now they have less of that or nothing at all, and they can't hide anymore, and they have to really come to terms with who they are. So you're going to get that a lot more, I think, where, you know, that natural counselor energy is going to keep popping its head up more and more, because the world needs you, and people are drawn to you. So, you know, just stay open in the next couple months for sure, because we're in high manifestation mode, high change mode. You just have to watch for the signs and the synchronicities that are going to lead you to the next steps, because I really find, especially with the greater paths and purposes, that they have to kind of, you have to stumble upon them. For the most part, you know,
it's
one of those things where to know too much too soon would be too frightening kind of energy.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So let it come and just keep watching the signs, because I think you're going to see more and more. I mean, you called in today and you got this information. It was already something you knew, but it was just reaffirming kind of energy where
Absolutely.
You already knew that you had. So just keep watching for those signs. You're going to see more of them. I firmly believe that over the next few months, you're going to see signs. To lead you to the next step.
You're amazing, and I can't thank
you
enough.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for calling in, and keep in touch with me, and stay tuned for the offer.
I absolutely will. I'm going to look for your book as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Jeff, is there another? Okay, I think we have a chat room. Oh, okay, wow. We've got another tough one here. So this chat room, Jeff, do you have the name of the person?
Yes, that's Tennessee. You know, Michelle. He decided to call in. He just said, no,
all right,
room.
Great.
There you
okay,
go, Dennis.
Well, perfect.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you,
hi, Dennis.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Thanks for calling in. Okay, wow. This is a tough one, too. Okay, so you've got a lot of, let me see, 5, 9. So you, and again, there's those double sixes and double nines. A lot of mental energy. Definitely, you're kind of clustered in the upper two planes. You don't have a lot of grounding energy. Really overthinker, overanalyzer. You know, to the point where you know, get yourself stuck in the mind. You know, it's one of those kind of vicious cycles or vicious vortexes where you can get really stuck up there. And without that physical grounding energy, you're just completely top-heavy. Let me just see what your life path is.
Yeah, because it's interesting. I'm a landscaper by trade, and I ground, like, physically, like, with my
good
body.
Good. That's what you need to be focused on, yeah. So it kind of keeps you down from the mind when you're doing that kind of work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It keeps you from overthinking things or overanalyzing, but definitely smart. I mean, it's not all bad. I mean, definitely having double sixes and double nines, it doesn't mean that you're always going to be in that worry wart, overthinking, overanalyzing, but it's very intellectual, very intelligent energy. So you really think quickly. There's a lot of rapid thinking. I mean, you're really quick on your toes mentally. So it's a good thing. I mean, you definitely have just an incredible gift on the intellectual level, you know, business-wise or what have you. I mean, you definitely have that skill. But let me see, 22, 23... Eight. Okay, so 37. Let me just make sure that's right. 22. Yes. Okay, so you're a 37-10. So again, see these master numbers. I always see this. Lately, I'm just attracting them like crazy. You are a 10, which is the Earth guide. But I always see, especially men, what they'll work through is the 1. See, when I say it's the Earth guide and they lead through casual conversation, it's comprised of the 10, which is the 1 and the 0. So the 1 is the first physical number. It is the doer, the pioneer, the trailblazer. It's the one. It's the number that it can't be divided by any other number. So it's really do. It's very physical. So the fact that you do this for your work, you know, says a lot because you're really living through that 1, which is that I've got to do. You know, you're focusing that mental energy into the doing, which is good because it will ground you. But you're lacking the 0, I think. You haven't really incorporated, and I see this so much with the 10s, is that they will they'll be curious about that 0, which is the symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. But they don't necessarily go there. You know, they'll kind of be intrigued by it, or they'll, and it's interesting that you did it through chat and then last minute decided to call in. This is the intrigue I'm talking about. But if you look at the 37 before it reduces to 10, 3 plus 7 is 10, you have the 7 in the weaker position, which is all about trust, either trusting of the self or trusting of other people. So you really have issues with overcoming trust. And my publicist, actually, when I first met her, she's a 37-10. And she said, you know, Michelle, I'll be honest. When we first connected, I was really unsure about you. I didn't know if I wanted to take you on as a client because I wasn't a believer in what you do. So there's a very strong distrust factor with the 37-10s. So they tend to live in that 1, that physical energy, for far too long and not embracing that 0. So again, the fact that you're calling in today tells me that you're feeling the call to your post. Because you are a master number. You know, there's something more, there's something greater that you need to accomplish besides just landscaping. You know, there's something there. There's a greater purpose. Let me see what cycle you're in. How old are you now? 66. That would be, I'm trying to, let me see, 9, 15, 1. Oh, yes. Okay, so you are, perfect. So you're in an energy right now, the 7. 7 is the truth seeker, but it's also an energy where when you're under that kind of cycle, it really wants you to share of yourself. So it's kind of a mentoring energy. It's an energy that wants you to share what you know with other people. And it kind of goes in alignment with your Earth guide energy because that's what they do. They kind of lead through casual conversation and they guide people in that way. But because you're in a cycle of 7, it wants you to really share your wisdom and knowledge, because 7 is the truth seeker, but it's also the deep philosophical number, the wise sage, the energy that says, you know, listen, I've been there and this is what happened to me kind of thing. So it's kind of a very low key, but still mentoring energy in a big, big way. But also spiritual mountain energy too, where you're kind of sitting, looking back to how far you've come and where you want to go next. So it's a very pivotal energy, especially because we're in a relationship year too. So we're really kind of coming to terms with where we sit with ourselves, but also with other people. Let me just see what your gift is. 10, 15. So it's a 6. So you're the visionary energy. So you oh wow. Okay, so you're an earth guide who has the gift of the 6. So you're really able to connect the dots for a lot of people. 6 is kind of that eagle's eye view energy. But at the same time, I can see why you're doing the work you're doing, because 6 is a creative number. So landscaping, you know, it's kind of its own creative art form in a way, right? So you definitely carry that creative gift energy where you're able to create, and it's artistic and it's all that stuff. But I think there's a flip side to this for you, where you've done this for so long, and now it's time to embrace the other half of your energy and use that visionary creative skill in a different way. Because if you add your year, it's also a master number, which is the 22-4, the master builder. So you are, you know, you do carry the 4 as your how. So you carry the gift of the 6, which is a visionary. But how do you use that visionary skill? It's the 22-4. So the 22-4 is the master builder. So you literally go in and you say, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you're going to build it. And then you step back and kind of say, my work here is done. And, you know, swish your hands and say, my work here is done. And kind of, you know, release yourself from the situation kind of thing. So it is a physical energy. It is a building energy. It's a foundation building energy. So you've been really focused in on the physical stuff. But I think now it's time to embrace the other half, which is that 0.
Right. I do. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to mention to you, Michelle, I do a radio show, and it's based on marrying spirit with science and
wow.
You know, medical stuff and stuff like that. Yeah, right. And I haven't done it in a couple of months. So.
And you're feeling the call back to post. Definitely. I mean, as a 10, that's huge. And that's what I always say about the 10. Is that it's like practical spirituality, because they've got the 1. It's like they've got such a stark contrast. It's like heaven and earth meeting, literally, because you've got the 1, which is the first physical number, and then you've got the 0, which is a symbol of the infinite or spiritual awareness. So you've got like polar opposites, and they come together to make that 10. So it's like practical spirituality. They're just really grounded, solid people, but they're always they've got their 1 foot in the spiritual realm, you know, kind of thing. And then, but they're really solid and grounded. I think that's what people need right now, is that practical spirituality. So I love that. And, you know, because you've got that trust issue thing going on, it's like, wait a second, I need all the facts before I can make up my mind, kind of thing. So you're really going to push that practical spirituality for people and connect the dots for them in that way. So I love it, because you are the visionary. You've got that visionary gift, but your year is the 4, which is that solid foundation, that practical number. So all three energies, the 10, the earth guide, with the gift of the 6, the visionary, and then the practical foundation as your year, the how do you do it? So it's all about practical spirituality for you.
Thank you, Michelle.
So do it. Go back to the radio. Get on it. That's an order.
Point taken.
Definitely. Can send me. Actually, email me. I'm gonna give out my contact information in just a second. But send me an email. I'd like to know what radio show you do. I'd love to tune in sometime.
I'll do
all right.
That.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks, Jeff, and thank you all. Thank you, Michelle. Thanks. Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right, so we've got about 11, 12 minutes left. I don't know if we have any other callers in the queue, but...
no others right now, Michelle. Wait a minute, I think I might. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Okay, all right. I'm just going to give out the information now so that people who are still listening in can... hear the offer that I have. And I do this on my radio show just because I'm launching it, and, you know, I really want to do this for my listeners. And I do it sometimes for my newsletter subscribers too. Normally my sessions go for $3.95 for an hour, but today anyone who's listening, if they want to send me an email on my website, which is Michelle with 2 L's, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, arbeau.com, and go to the contact link and just send me an email and say, you know, I listened to your show or whatever you want to say, and you can get a reading for $97. And this is, you know, huge, because you're going to get a full hour in depth. I usually go through relationships too, and I love doing that. So if there's anyone, you know, if you book a session with me, keep in mind that we will go through at least 1, maybe 2, depending on time, other people in your life, because that's really why we're all here, regardless of our, you know, our mission, so to speak. We're really here to interact with other people, and that's how we grow and change. So talking with the lady with the child with the double nines, for example, it's so enlightening when you know why the other person is the way that they are, you know, whether it be a boss that's difficult or a child, just to know. And I, you know, I have to say in my own experience, my daughter, when I first started to learn the numbers, she was just small and she was having literally up to 2 hour temper tantrums. And I had no idea what I was doing wrong. I thought I was the most horrible mother on the planet. And come to find that she has the arrow of frustration, which means that she sets the bar really high in terms of her expectations of herself and of other people and of situations. So if things don't go the way that she sees them to be in her mind, it's complete and utter devastation. So she has a very hard time shifting gears when it comes to something not working out the way that she envisioned it to be. So that this is where she was getting into just loss of control, where we might say, you know, oh, well, it didn't work out, let's do this then. She couldn't do that. So it wasn't me, it was her. And it's just the way that she was. So it was a huge relief to just know that. And the patience that I had for her after that was immense. And I just felt such a sense of relief. So when I love to, you know, when I do a session, I not only just look at your numbers, I look at least one other person who's close to you, because I think it's so important to understand those around us. I mean, I've had bosses who've made me cry, you know, and I wish I knew their date of birth back then when I was in corporate, because, you know, it would have made so much sense to me. Anyone I meet, I always get their numbers because I have to know who I'm dealing with and how I can speak their language. So really, numbers are like an energetic vibration, an energetic pattern that we can read and say, okay, I get you. I understand you. I can speak that language. I understand that you're coming from the mind plane, where I might be coming from the soul plane. So how do we meet on the same page? It's kind of like the classic scenario of the nagging wife who's very mentally dominant, and then you have the very physical-based husband who says, yes, dear, and he's very tuned out. So he doesn't really understand where she's coming from. He thinks she's nagging, and she thinks he's tuned out, which is not the case. It's just that they're not meeting on the same page. So that's the deal. If you'd like to take advantage of it, send me an email, and you can get that. So anyone who's listening to this broadcast from this point, also in the archives. So if you want to share it, go ahead, but just exclusively for those listening to the broadcast. Jeff, did we have...
One caller in. We have Patty on, and I did explain to her we've only got a few minutes. It's actually 7.5 minutes of show time left, so perhaps you might want to start with her, and then she can get back in touch with you.
Sure, yes. Bring her on. Patty?
Hi. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Patty. Hi. What's your date of birth?
My birthday is March 17th, 1961.
Lots of great energies calling in today. I love it. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you are extremely mentally dominant. You have the arrow of the intellect. So extremely, intelligent, all that stuff. I mean, nothing much gets past you. Let's just say that right now. You're definitely quick on the mind, but you have no soul plane energy. Like that other caller that called in, you have that disconnect. So, again, very emotionally sensitive, so you intellectualize everything, definitely. You kind of stay up in the mind for the most part. And you have such great physical energy. It's a shame because you really can't make that connection. You've got, you know, you've got triple ones and a seven on the bottom, but you can't access it as easily as you could if you had some of those soul plane numbers. So the doing part is hard for you, accomplishing your goals or getting them to work out the way you see them to be in your mind is more challenging for you than the average person. And it's because you have that disconnect on the soul plane because you're hypersensitive. But I also see that your seven is isolated. And I see, whenever I see a seven that's isolated on a chart, I know that they've gone through a lot of live and learn experiences, hindsight learning. So there's a lot of energies surrounding attracting the same patterns and the same relationships and the same experiences over and over again in different form. You know, whether it be partners that always treat you the same or, you know, that kind of energy where it's like, here we go again. And, you know, I definitely think given the fact that you were born in the 1960s, you may have overcome some of those challenges to some degree. So you may not be suffering from them as much as you have been when you were younger, but it's still one of those challenge areas for you for sure. And you have triple one, so you don't have a lot of verbal expression energy. But I have to say, see, you know, this is amazing to me. Let me just see. 7, 8. So you carry the gift of the 11. Let me just see what your life path is. 10, 16, 17. Wow. Okay, so you're, again, another master frequency. You're a 10, which is the Earth guide. So again, another 10, just like the last caller. But you carry the gift of the 11, which is the highest spiritual number. And then your year adds to 17-8, which I was talking about in the beginning of the show, is the God frequency. So you're carrying massive energies in terms of being a guide, being, you know, guiding people through verbal means, because that really is the key, particularly with the 10, is that they have a verbal skill like no other. I mean, whether it be on paper or whether it be verbally, you know, speaking, they have a gift to be able to communicate wisdom and knowledge through the communications energy. And the fact that you've got all three mind plane numbers and you have an unbalanced energy of the verbal number tells me that you would be a better writer than you would be a speaker. But I don't know if you write or if that's something you're drawn to, but it's definitely something that there would be a bigger piece of you on paper than there would be if you spoke it. So I think there's a lot of wisdom to be had or to be shared here. Let me just see what cycle real quick. Yeah, not only that, you're born on the 17th day. Wow, that's another God frequency. Wow, that's huge. You've been, wow. Okay, so you're also in a foundation building energy. 11. Okay, so you're in a 17-8 year as well. Wow, that's like a triple dose. So your personal year is a 17-8, which is the number of manifestation and abundance. So as a personal year, it's all about going after your goals. It's about being in the river of synchronicity, but it's also about the inward growth as well, because you've got the 7, which is that deep philosophical energy. So you know, you're in a foundation building energy and as the greater cycle. So there's things that are rebuilding, restructuring. It's almost like your spiritual DNA is being restructured as we speak, and you're going to be refocusing your energies on something else, because your peak cycle is a 4, so it's really focused in on the foundational energies. So I don't know what you're focused on right now, but definitely there's huge shifts coming for you. Huge. I mean, there's lots of stuff shifting around big time.
Yeah.
And, you know, globally, we're in a relationship year, so you're definitely, that's a focus, a strong focus for you, because missing all the soul plane numbers, that's your battlefield, is the relationship realm, so connections with other people. So you're I think it's, you know, it's huge. It's a huge period for you right now, huge. I can't stress enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
everyone is saying writing for me, because I am a speaker, actually, and I'm a and you're right on. I mean, that's what I've been doing for my whole life. So the writing, everybody's like,
but
every time I get a psychic reading, they say, you should write this book. And I'm not one
not ready
to
yet.
Think that I could write, you know, but I'm hearing it again. So I'm going to look at that.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I think it's like the piece of you that would be lacking in the speaking. It's like because you don't have any soul plane numbers, it's an energy that you hold back. But when you're on paper, it's like, okay, there she is. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
there's
I
the
do.
Piece that's, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So if you're with an animal or with a child, you can open up more. But when it comes to speaking with adults, you speak to them more clearly, and there's that piece of you that's lacking verbally versus on paper. So it's like, okay, there she is. She's complete on paper.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're down to our last minute and a half, so I've got to wrap up, but thank you for calling in, all
thank
of
you.
I mean, it's
Michelle.
Been phenomenal. Yeah, you're welcome. You know, it's been great. I mean, I see so often all these guiding frequencies. I mean, it's no coincidence that, you know, all the callers had these guiding frequencies, because they are really needing to know what they need to do right now. So I think that's what's going on. So I'm not surprised that we got everyone on the call that was either a guiding frequency or had it in their chart. So it's really cool to see. I'm excited, because I know we're we're amplifying that vibration and we're really bringing in that new age. So it's great. All right, so if anyone wants to take advantage of the offer, send me an email and we will book you for a session. And tune in next week because we're going to have another show. We're going to actually get a proper intro and the whole nine yards, so we'll be proper next week. And we'll continue on with Life by the Numbers. Thanks for tuning in.